Toadstools.
Toadstools, right, either one. I think you mentioned these before when we were talking about melons. They're large and green, and people sometimes pickle the rind.
Watermelon.
What kinds do you know of that are all watermelon?
I don't know the names of them.
They have more than one
name. Oh, yeah, they have a lot of them.
Are they all the same color?
On the outside?
Uh-huh.
Well,
or the inside?
They're dark green. Some of them are yellow on the inside now. Yellow meat and pink meat.
And do they all have black seeds?
Uh-huh. Most of them have black seeds. Now they have a little refrigerator melon. They grow about this big, and they don't have any rind. You just peel them. You can make watermelon rind preserves out of them. And they all meet, and they're just delicious.
Really? What do you, you don't know what you call them?
A refrigerator melon.
You just ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same size as watermelon?
No, they grow just little,
like small.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen those.
We had some 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last year.
And no seeds.
Yeah, we did have some, but they just had it. It's too dry. They had seeds, had black seeds.
But no rind.
No rind.
I'll have to look for some of those. What do you call mushrooms that you can't eat?
That you can't eat?
Mm.
I don't know the name of them.
The kind of mushrooms that spring up after a rain.
The toadstool is one, but I thought you meant the poisonous kind.
Yeah, well, you ever hear of any other words for it? Ever hear of something like fairy caps or black man's cap? If a man has a sore throat so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
He could chew it, but he couldn't.
He could chew it, but he couldn't swallow it.
Swallow it. What, if I ask you if you could jump off a diving board and you couldn't, you would say, No, I can't. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work and you say, I got up to work before sunup and I blank all I'm going to do today, what would you say?
I've done all I'm going to do today.
All right. If you didn't say,
I've finished everything I'm going to do today.
All right. If you said, he finished it yesterday, what would you say? Instead of finished, you say he...
He's already done it. He did it yesterday.
Oh, okay. If you were talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I spent all week looking for my high school classmates and seems they're...
They've all gone.
All right. And what would you say if he's... If you wanted to say what happened to them.
You mean a lot of them had died?
Mm-hmm. If you said, I wanted to see one and
He was dead.
All right. It was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was...
Was dead.
All right.
Was already dead.
All right. Would you ever say, done dead? He is...
No.
Done dead. In such a situation, he blank to be careful. What would you say?
He tried to be careful.
Or maybe he didn't try. Maybe he
failed blank. To be careful.
He failed to be. Or he, if you wanted him to be, you say he...
He was.
Well, you want him to say he... You...
Ought to be careful.
All right. Speaking of the fact that corn seems short, you might say at this time of the year, it... If you thought it should be taller, what would you say? It...
The corn should be taller, but
It isn't as tall as
it isn't as tall as it should be,
or as it
is ought to be.
Ought to be. I suppose you said, "I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night," but I'll bet you what?
I would.
You would. I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you, and you don't think he'll do it. You'll say, "I'll bet you."